Well, I thought I was going to tell George it's silly to be able to make accommodations.
If I could have everyone's attention, this is a special meeting for the the appointment of a new director to fill the remaining portion of Frank Fryler's term. Before we get started, if we all rise and salute the flag. The flag is up front, and I will stand back, so it's not as if you're saluting me. So I'm going to try. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Yeah, welcome you all tonight. What we're doing is we're considering the appointment of a new director to fill the remaining portion of Frank Fryler's term. And Mr. Buell, do you want to kind of set the stage for us before we get started?
Thank you, Mr. President. This evening, you're going to consider nominations from five individuals. We have drawn by lot the order for presentations: Chuck Cicina, followed by Bruce Payne, followed by Julie Tacker, followed by Tina Peterson, followed by Bob Simonson. The protocol that your board adopted on June 17th calls for each candidate in the order presented above to make a presentation of up to 5 minutes. Following closure of the presentation from each individual, the board would ask questions. And then the next individual would come up to the microphone until all five individuals have both made their presentation and answered questions. And then following the closure of that session, the board would receive up to 3 minutes of comment from any member of the audience that wishes to offer comments. And then following that, your board would consider voting. We have provided blank ballots with all five nominees on the ballots. We are requesting that when you vote, you mark the individual you wish to vote for and then sign the ballot and turn it in. You do need three positive votes for one individual to complete the selection. So you may end up with multiple ballots if directors vote for more than two candidates. So with that, I did want to announce that board packets are on the side table against the south wall. So if anybody hasn't picked up a board packet, feel free to do so. You have this process set forth and also the nominations of the five individuals. I don't know if there's any questions from the board.
Any board questions? Seeing none, why don't we start out with Mr. Chuck Cicina. Let me see if your mic's on.
Yeah, your first test is you have to be able to turn the mic on. Yeah.
All right, there, I think that's it.
There we go.
Okay. Good evening, board and audience here and at home. This is a tough question about why you'd want to take on the duties of a member of the Community Services District Board of Directors in light of the way the meetings have been going lately. But I do feel that it's not right to come and just complain and talk about things that you think aren't right and want to see done differently without being able to step forward and offer constructive help. And I've lived in town for 20 years here, and I feel like it's time to give more back to the community than just trying to take care of the county right-of-way across the street and keep it weed-free. My experience that I feel qualifies me to serve: for 25 years, I've worked for a state agency that develops public works projects, large public works projects. That's where I was at today in Santa Barbara with the zoning administrator at a coastal development permit hearing for a bridge replacement project. Actually, it was a project that was denied by the Coastal Commission, the first public works project in Caltrans history that had been flat out denied by the Coastal Commission about 6 years ago, and we're back trying to get it through again. So I do have some experience with this area. In addition to that, I've written EIRs, negative declarations, all sorts of CEQA documents, coordinated with Fish and Wildlife Service and NOAA Fisheries on endangered species issues, all of the things that go into putting a public works project together. So technically, I think I have the background. I have the desire to give something back to the community. It's been a long 20 years. I've enjoyed living here. This is a great place. I don't plan on moving. And I'm just concerned about the direction that I see some things going, and I just want to have some input. And that's about why. It's really hard to come up with a burning why in light of just the controversy this project, the wastewater project, has generated. Now, there's more to being a director than that project, and I'm sure that those duties will be a lot easier when that one's solved. But that's the one that's before us now, and I think that I'd like to get more involved with that. And that's it for why, and I'll answer questions.
Do you have any more on the 5 minutes?
Trying to come up with 5 minutes for why is really tough right now, you know?
I understand. Good. Do you have any questions from the board? Director Bowker.
One of the most difficult things for me when I got appointed to the board was realizing that I was no longer a community activist, that I was a board member, that I had become them. And that I needed to think very carefully when my friends asked me for information, that I spoke not from their perspective, but as the member of the board. It also was very difficult to defer to the president as the spokesperson or to advice of legal counsel not to engage into conversation about issues, for example, when you are in an appeal situation or a lawsuit situation. How do you feel about that? How do you feel that's going to affect you, given that you will now be sitting on this side of the table, mm-hmm. and you may be approached by people who you've been good friends with, which mm-hmm. all of us had to deal with. And it isn't, I mean, we have the issue of the Brown Act where we can't talk to each other, but it's also, you have to really consider very carefully every word you say in public. Sometimes not very successfully.
It seems like a rather thankless job. That's why that 5 minutes was tough. I expect this will change a lot of the relationships I have with people in town. And just what you alluded to, the flow of information won't be quite as free. There are just certain realities you would have to deal with. One of the aspects that troubles me the most is whether I could even sit up there with a thick enough skin and go through what has to be done without wanting to have the sheriff clear the room. I really admire the patience, and that's been my biggest personal concern, is whether or not I'll be able to do that. I don't really have the concern about changing relationships with people that I hope to remain friends with in the future, because that would be just a different reality. And I realize that you're going to be serving the community, not your friends. And so you have to draw a line between what's right for everybody and what's right for your friends or even people that think the way you do. And that's one thing that I would like to emphasize, is that I don't have a fear of getting into an honest discussion about things. If I thought that there was a reason a wastewater treatment plant belonged in the middle of town, those reasons would be out there. And I'm not sure that they always have been. And I think an honest and open dialogue is the critical feature here. People can't begin to understand your point of view if the real reasons aren't out there. So, yeah, I expect a lot would change. life would be upside down. And maybe that's just something we need to do now and then to keep us connected with life.
Any other board questions? I have a question. The our CSD bylaws require directors to honor the will of the majority once the board makes a decision. And I'll just give you, for instance, in my case, last year I was on the short end of a 4-to-1 vote on the water rate increase. And what the board, what the bylaws require is that we support the board's action once we've had our say and once the vote's been taken. Do you think you can fulfill that bylaw requirement?
Absolutely. I don't see where you could hope to, other than speaking your mind ahead of time, letting people know where you stand and why. I don't know what else you can do. You can't change the vote once it's in effect, and you still let Gordon sit up there, even though he didn't want to go along with the Coastal Commission action a couple of weeks ago. So that's kind of a two-way street. I think that the majority in a vote...
choice.
Exactly right. The majority in a vote has to make sure that they do not ostracize or try and take that minority viewpoint away from people. There's a whole lot of people in this town, and we all think differently. But no, I would have no trouble supporting majority of the vote.
Any other questions?
Yes.
Director LeGros.
Yes, sir. You spoke of your desire to serve, which I commend. I think all citizens sometimes step up to the plate and take a whack at what we're doing up here. But I'd be very interested in hearing some of your thoughts on how you could really contribute to this board.
For one, I really think that my CEQA background about 4 years ago might have led to a more honest and open EIR about this wastewater treatment project. I know it's been certified. It wasn't challenged in court. That doesn't really mean a whole lot. I've dealt with EIRs for many, many years. A lot of times people don't have money to challenge things in court. They wait for a permit action. That's the cheaper way to oppose something. I have other thoughts about that EIR, but in general, I think that is just one area that comes right to my mind. Maybe if for no other reason than an opposing or a different point of view, another point of view. I shouldn't say opposing, because we all want a wastewater treatment project. We all want a nice town to live in. I know this town. I've been here 20 years, and I think that gives me some perspective about how things have been here. That's it.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Mr. Cicina?
Great.
Thank you very much, John.
Thank you.
Next up will be Bruce Payne. Is Mr. Payne here? Let's see him. Okay, then we'll move on to Julie Tacker. But before we get started, is there anyone here that's representing Bruce that has a statement to read?
I know he's planning to come. I've heard of both of these.
Good evening. I'm Julie Tacker. Thank you for this opportunity. I kind of want to tell you a story of why you see me at meeting after meeting and why I'm dogging you. It's not you. It's not you as people, as individuals. When in 2002, I organized a benefit for a little girl with cancer. Some of you were there. I was very glad to see you. It was a wonderful community event, the outpour of love for our one little girl. I felt like the whole community united around something in order to save a family through a very tragic, very scary time. We worked so hard, and I was so proud. And in a matter of days, I bumped into Tom Salmon, so you can blame Tom for sort of putting things into perspective for me. And what his perspective was the situation that Letty's family was in and where they would be after the expense of the sewer came to their family. And what he said to me was, Julie, do you realize that Letty's family will be one of the first to go? And it made me mad. It still makes me mad. Because I don't understand, I'll never understand, why the project has climbed in price and why the bearing of the cost is on the backs of only those in the prohibition zone, and that the government is not helping as every one of us wants them to help. So I started attending meetings, and I started delving into the documents, and I wanted to understand why this project became so expensive. And the more I learned about a downtown sewer, the more I understood that it was more costly. I had been led to believe that it would be less expensive in the middle of town. Parts of it are, but the majority of it, and then the things that have come since that initial document, those initial documents, have been add-ons and expense to architecturally hide it, extensively odor scrub it, the drainage mitigation for a piece of property that takes 365 acres of watershed, it all lands there. The extension of Ravina, we have to build a road. We're going to build a park that has to be maintained in perpetuity. I maintain a lawn. It takes a lot of my time. And I know that time to mow a lawn costs money. You have a fully benefited employee that mows the lawn. And those are costs just because of its location that are added on to the price of the sewer. What then I realized was the ripple effect of the cost of having it in the middle of town. An industrial facility out of place. The enormity of the structure, blocking the first view shed of Morro Rock, the jewel of our coast, we're not going to see it because there's going to be a wave wall, which I've asked to see a building that's built like that, and I have yet to get a response or an address to go look at one. That ripple effect, just the construction alone, 2 years of building an enormous facility in the center of town. Every truck, every contractor is going to drive through the heart of town, past car locks, impacting the small business. Again, more cost to our community. I still don't know how to get the government to come aboard and take care of the cost.
5 minutes, Mr. President.
But I believe that we can...
Yeah, you're at 5 minutes, so...
Okay. I will wrap it up. I believe that just by eliminating the downtown impact, we can save this community money. At this point, I want to let you know that I will run in November for a seat on your board. But tonight, I'd prefer that you consider Chuck Cecenia to fulfill the rest of Frank Freiler's term. I believe he is better qualified to get you through this Coastal Commission issue and what's in the most urgent future. So thank you very much.
Mrs. Tagger, wait just a second. There may be some questions from the board. Any board questions? I have a question.
Yes.
The same question I asked Mr. Cicina. The CSD bylaws require directors to honor the will of the board once a decision is made.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you can, and the example I gave, I was the one vote on a 4-1 vote. Once you've stated your piece and taken the vote, and the board has gone against your vote,
mm-hmm.
let's say, are you able to then defer to the will of the majority on the board and then support the decision the board made?
You have to. You can't hamper them from continuing forward with whatever issue is before. You can't make it impossible for the next step of each vote. So I would have to do that.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions? Okay. Next would be
Ms. Peterson.
Bruce Payne.
See him?
Still not here. Would be Tina Peterson.
Hello, Mr. President, board members, staff, the audience, and people at home. In my packet, I wrote that I wrote a lot about why I wish to sit on the board. What I'd like to do now is give some specifics as to my education and my skills. I know the difference between NEPA, which is National Environmental Policy Act, and CEQA, which is the California Environmental Quality Act, and I understand the timelines of each process. I know the difference between an EIR and an EIS, and I understand the scoping process of each document. I have experience in filing and preparing initial studies, environmental assessments, NEG decks, FONSIs, which are findings of no significant impact, and EIR, EISs, and the role mitigation plays in the process. I've worked with biologists, architects, landscape architects, archaeologists, and engineers in preparing the reports listed above, as well as understanding their importance in the project itself. I understand the importance of coordinating permit applications, not only outside agencies, to outside agencies such as the Regional Water Quality Control Board and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Coastal Commission, but also inside agencies such as fire, police, engineering, etc. I have experience in making and reading site plans, subdivision plans, and blue line or black line prints, also known as blueprints. And I am very glad the ammonia developer machines are no longer used. I understand the importance of San Luis Obispo County General Plan and the importance of adhering to it, especially specific elements such as the Estero Area Plan and the LCP, the Local Coastal Plan. I understand the required elements of the General Plan, which are land use, housing, open space, circulation, noise, conservation, and safety, as well as optional elements such as parks and recs, seismic safety, water and wastewater, etc. I know the difference between zoning and land use. I know what is a good development from the public point of view. I know what the development means in terms of the general plan. I know the potential politics of a proposal. Don't we know that one? I know how to apply the laws, standards, and policies in a positive way. I know to analyze zone changes, subdivisions, and complex projects by applying the ordinances, codes, checklists, design principles, and local objectives. I have the ability to make recommendations that are supported by facts and developed with enough attention to precedents in existing policies that influence decision making. I have the intelligence to handle the complexities of the process, a mind open to new ideas, a tolerance for change, and a vision for the future prospects of the community. I also acknowledge the need for public involvement. And for the audience and those at home, I'm disabled, and my income is less than $800 a month. Some of you may recognize me from certain food programs. I'm a renter, and a low-income housing, and low-income housing is very important to me. I consider this position a full-time job and will devote a lot of my time in researching and fully understanding every decision I make. A question was brought up earlier about how I would deal with citizens asking questions, friends. I understand that when it's a touchy subject and there's legal issues, nothing can be said. I can't even talk to my daughter about it. I understand that. As far as answering people's questions, I can do it in the best of my ability. And instead of walking away, telling them what I can tell them so that they understand a little bit more about what's going on, instead of thinking that I'm just not going to talk to them because they're not good enough. Everybody's important. That's it.
Any board questions?
You have 26 seconds.
Have any board questions? Director LeGros?
Yes, Tina. What exactly are your desires for asking to apply to the board?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Well, you're applying to the board. What's motivating you to apply?
Well, as I said in my application package, I love Los Osos. I've been here for almost 30 years. I've always wanted to be involved in the little budding of Los Osos government. And having taken city and regional planning courses at Cal Poly and totally falling in love with the field, I think that it's an obvious choice for me, especially after being involved in Environmental Review Committee and the Parks and Rec Committee and writing the needs assessment for the Parks and Rec. And being the community garden manager, I'm just, you know, what else can I do? I want to do more. So I just see it as the next logical step.
Thank you.
Come on, fire away.
I'll ask you the same question that I ask both Chuck and Julie.
Sure.
If the board makes a decision, and you've had your opportunity to speak to the decision, and you happen to be in the minority on that decision, are you prepared to accept the will of the majority on the board and support the board's decision in order to move forward?
Absolutely. In my note in the packet, I stated that I studied water treatment facilities and did a term paper while I was in Cal Poly. And my ideal of the wastewater treatment plant is not exactly the one that's proposed, but I support all the hard work that's been done before me. And I'm not even going to attempt to think I know anything more or better than anybody else. You guys have worked really hard on this, and you have my full support.
Any further questions? Thank you, Tina.
Thank you.
Okay, I don't see Bruce, so the last applicant will be Bob Simonson.
Good evening. My name is Bob Simonson. Excuse me. I want to make a few things clear right off the bat. First of all, I will under no circumstances run for election come November. Number two, I support the project as is. And I'm going to give you a little history. You know, you can learn a lot from people's accomplishments, but I found usually you can learn a lot also from their failures. And given the fact that when it comes to wastewater, my history with it, I've had many more failures than I've had successes or accomplishments, I'm going to tell you a little bit about my history and those failures. And I think it'll clarify why I have the position I have of supporting this project. When I got started in wastewater, let's just say Jimi Hendrix would have been proud of the hair I had on the top of my head at that time. 1973, August 24th, 1973, was when I first got involved with wastewater. My wife and I had bought a house the year before. We had just gotten married, and we bought a house the year before. And my septic system failed August 24th. And I went out and spent 3 days hand-digging a new leach field for myself. Now, the reason I remembered the date was that I walked into the house at 8:30 August 26th that night. Tina had dinner on the table for me, and there was a card there. I opened the card, and it was happy first anniversary. I had absolutely no clue. I mean, so it has personally affected me then. So anyway, an outgrowth of that was in my fifth year in 1975 in the School of Architecture, I did my senior project on septic systems in Los Osos, and I worked with a man named J.T. Winneberger at the time, who was considered the world's leading expert in septic systems. So I learned a lot from that experience. And then between that time and the TAC, which I don't even remember what year that was, 1994 or something like that, which was the group of us who were fighting the county system back then, I put in 4 experimental septic systems in my own septic tank. All failed, more failures, for different reasons. Some were good, some were bad, and as many of you know here, we went to the county and asked them to put 300 of the system that I still have operating in my tank right now. Then I got involved with the solution group, and I can't even remember how many hundreds of hours we spent looking at alternatives, trying to come up with a solution for the problem. And one of the things we did in that, and I want to address, because I believe the middle of town is the right place, and I want to address that because that actually came out of the solution group. And it hasn't been brought up. Some of the most important reasons in my mind why we picked the middle of town. And that is that there were a few of us that were on the advisory council. We had lowered the build-out population at the time to about 19,000 people. And we decided on solution group, one of the questions we had was, how can we take build-out population and land use out of the political process? The quick and easy answer we came up with, put it on a site where it can never be expanded. The wastewater treatment plant can never be expanded beyond what the build-out population was. Ergo, the middle of town. And I still believe that that solution is the correct solution. And it scares me to put it outside of town, especially given the fact part of the research that we did on this was most cities, both Northern and Southern California, their sewer systems are in the middle of town. They didn't start that way, but they did end up there because of being able to expand and the population going around them. And most of them are in the middle of towns now. Time to conclude.
Time to conclude.
Okay. So if anybody wants to talk to me about experimental systems I put in or any of the other things that we have done on Solution Group, I'm very willing to talk with them. So, any questions?
Does the board have any questions of Mr. Simonson? Director LeGros?
Mr. Simonson, the first thing you said was that you are, of course, not in any way interested in running in October, in November, what am I thinking? And what drove you to say that?
I think that'd be pretty obvious, given the meetings. I mean, it's only a six-month time period here. But I'll say that part of it is that I just finished 12 years on LOCAC, and I'm tired. You know, I'm ready to do something. I'm ready to get back to my regular life a little bit. My wife and I discussed a long time whether I should even do this, because, as you know, she had to deal with it now back in 1973. So.
But now you remember your anniversary dates.
Right? Yes.
Weren't you involved with the Chamber's land use planning?
Yes.
Structure way before LOCAC even existed?
Yes. Yeah.
So it's more than the 12 years you were on LOCAC that you've been involved in looking at issues here.
Yeah. And I will say, seeing as how failure is my strength, on LOCAC and our land use committee, we definitely had more failures than we had successes. So now I'm sure you're saying, why do we want this guy on here? So, but, you know, they say that success is built on failure, so I'm assuming I'm on the right road.
Any other questions? Vice President Hensley?
I sort of want to ask the question that the president has been asking about the board voting and living with that. If we passed a dress code, would you?
Well, let me, okay. Let me, my comment on that is I have testified in front of state, Senate, and Assembly, and Congress without wearing shorts. So, you better pass it quick before you.
Your wife wanted to know the answer to that.
Yeah, well, she already knew the answer.
Well, when you see us on TV, you can't see anything above below the waist anyway. So,
I mean. Yeah, true.
Any further questions?
You don't like my legs?
I've tried not to look, Bob, but thank you anyway. Thank you, Mr. Simmons. At this time, is Mr. Payne here? No, I don't see him. At this time, we'll go to public comment and be restricted to 3 minutes.
Such matters, so I'm sure confidentiality is not a problem for him. His background and the environmental process although your project is beyond that phase now, should there be another hiccup in the road, his experience would be extremely valuable to you in pursuing you past that should it happen. In addition, even if you do get a coastal development permit, there'll be other issues along the way as construction starts that I think he could be invaluable with in assisting the board and the community. So I ask you to elect Chuck Sasania to serve the remaining term. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Good evening. Karen Huntoon, Los Osos. I had a root canal at 8 o'clock this morning, and I hesitated coming, but I guess, you know, when it comes down to root canal and CSD meetings, there's really not much of a... So I figured, why not? About the only thing that I have to say to you is that you are filling a position vacated by Frank Freiler, who was elected to this position by a majority vote in this community. And I believe your one and only obligation, aside from choosing individuals who have qualifications similar to Frank's, is that you have an obligation to his constituents, to Frank's constituents, to fill this position with a like-minded individual. There are a couple of very qualified candidates before you. It's a difficult decision. I'm going to throw my support to Bob Simonson. I fully understand his desire not to run in November. I made that same decision myself. But he's been in this process from literally day one. We're talking solution group, technical advisory committee. If anybody knows everything there is to know about this project, it's Bob Simonson. And as I said, you have an obligation to this community and to Frank Freiler's constituents to fill this position with someone who will carry out Frank's obligations and desires and his wishes for this community. If people are going to suggest there needs to be more balance on the board. That's their right. And they can run for election in November and be elected by a majority of this community. In the meantime, you have an obligation to Frank's constituents. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Lindy Owen, Las Esas. I choose to disagree with Ms. Huntoon. I don't think that that is a requirement that you find somebody that thinks the same way that Frank did. And in many ways, I'm not sure how Frank really thought. I think that he was very positioned in this on this board and generally chose to go along with everything. But in private conversations, I think there was a little bit of doubt in his mind that we couldn't have come up with a different sewer project. And I think it's your opportunity. You have opportunities with several people in the community that are from different from what we call the opposition nowadays, because we are clearly a divided town. And I think it would be good to add somebody to the board who can actually see things from your position and have a way of. And I think that it wouldn't hurt to have a fifth vote on there that's actually speaking for the some of the many people in Los Osos that have no voice except for in a three-minute time slot. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Jerry Walsh. You're here tonight to fill the vacated board seat previously held by Frank Freiler. I hope that whoever you pick won't cut and run when decisions don't fall the board's way. I hope the person you select understands that thought-provoking public comments should be incorporated into the board's decision process before decisions are made. Input from this community's abundantly educated and credentialed human resource should be viewed as an asset, not a liability for this board. Recently, raising the level of debate has led to the Coastal Commission review, halted the Empire Building and runaway spending at the fire department, and led to increased scrutiny by the Finance Committee of district administrative spending and governance draws to the administrative fund. To whoever is selected, always remember your entire constituency. No one person should be allowed to impose his or her personal agenda on the whole. Be inclusive, not subversive. If you ask for a report from staff, are told when to expect it, and then don't receive it, please follow up until it is provided and presented to the public. Example, the cash flow analysis, requested back in April at the town hall meeting and at many committee meetings since. This analysis turns up in the last CSD board packet but is not provided to or reviewed by the Finance Committee at their meeting the previous day. Why? To whoever is selected, assist and insist on full disclosure instead of non-disclosure. Ask that now sterile committee minutes include a brief comment of each public speaker's input. These comment notes would facilitate new directors getting up to speed on the direction a committee is headed on a certain issue, and more importantly, the public's view of that direction. To whoever is selected, insist that anyone wishing to speak at a committee meeting be given 3 minutes instead of the 2-minute limit recently imposed by Director LeGros at the Finance Committee meetings. And finally, to whoever is selected, keep an open mind, think outside the box, and press for answers when something just doesn't feel right. It probably isn't. As someone said a few meetings past, I'm damn mad and I'm not going to take it anymore. At times, we may want you to be damn mad and not take it anymore. Help raise the level of debate. Nothing but good comes from increased input and discussion. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
June Wright, Los Osos. I'd like to support the request of Bob Sibenson to be on the board. I think that his experience going back so many years, and I can sympathize with him having to dig a leach field by hand in the first house my husband and I owned in July in Fresno. My husband dug a leach field by hand, and that is not a fun job. I think that the experience that Bob has had would be valuable to the decisions that are going to be made in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
it's just impressive. I'm really impressed with the people here that are coming before you. I think that he's very generous in offering his last few months here to us, and so that's what I would recommend.
Thank you. Thanks.
Betty Gustafson. I remember the very first vote that this board had to take, and it was a split vote, 2+2 on one side, 2 on the other. And Sylvia Smith had to cast the tie-breaking vote. That's why I think it is so very, very important that you have a 5-member CSD board, even though it's a short time until the election. I think you need that 5th person in case there's a tie. Unlike Ms. Owens, I've seen many times when the board members have not agreed, and I've seen you send Bruce back for more information, that you ask John for information too. So I have seen every single one on you, and at least on several occasions, disagreeing with each other. So I want to clarify that. Unfortunately, I'm not able to endorse a candidate, not because I don't think there's some good candidates, but because of my relationship with the president. People will assume I'm speaking for him instead of for myself. So I will not endorse anyone. However, I do think it's important that the board look not only at qualifications, but at attitude. Because while people can say, yes, I will do this, yes, I can do this, yes, I say that I will do this, you've had a chance to witness most of these people who are running during the board meetings, and I think sometimes people say one thing and then behave in a completely different way. So I think that that's something the board has to consider, too, is not only their qualifications, but the experience that you've had with these people as they have taken their right to speak to you about matters that concern them during open discussion.
Thank you. Next.
Bruce is here now.
I understand.
Keith Swanson, Los Osos. I think it's sort of a fallacy to think that the board continues to have a mandate. I know that this is thrown in our faces that you were elected and you were the movers, move the sewer, or you were the supporting the sewer in the middle of town. I think it's important that you take a little bit of a turn here and bring someone else in with a little different feel, because I like Bob. He's a nice guy. But I hate to see him setting a precedence that the only way that you can secure and control growth is by building sewer plants. That's a concern. So I hope that I think it's important that you get a little bit different opinion. I'm sorry to see Frank leave, but I'd like to see someone just to give another turn, another idea, someone else new with a fresh voice, fresh ideas. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further public comment?
Good evening, everybody. My name is Lisa Schicker. I am how that would be as far as if he joined the board. He's very good at solving complex issues. The issues that we have to deal with in our professional lives are extremely complex. Many players, many opinions, many lawsuits, many, you know, mediations. Nothing goes smoothly where we work on these complex projects. And so we're used to dealing with that complexity and a differencing of opinion. We also believe that you need to listen to the people. And I know you're tired of listening to the people because you feel like you've been beat up. But there are many of us who have not tried to beat you up. We've tried to be polite and professional, and we're treated with a broad brush. And that's, we believe that we'd like to see that change, especially I'm speaking for myself. So I know Bob Simonson has a lot of experience from the past, but I would like to just suggest that, I mean, I've talked to Bob. I understand his opinion. I appreciate him taking the time to discuss that with me. But he has given a lot to the community, and he has been around for a long time doing these things. Chuck, on the other hand, as part of our task force and as his own person, is kind of fresh to the issue. We were all along thinking that this was a good thing, and we were trusting that everything was going fine. But as far as the current project and the current issues and the current problems that we see, these are things that we have tried to bring to your attention. And some of them have come to fruition. It's not like I told you so kind of thing, but we saw the problems that were going to happen. We tried to tell you about them. I think Chuck has a fresh perspective on those things. I think he could be helpful. I think he could be an asset. And I think he's a professional person, and he understands how he would have to behave as a board member. So I guess that's all I want to say. I just wish you'd be brave enough to do it. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Vivian McNeil, Los Osos. I'm impressed with Tina Peterson's qualifications and with those of Chuck Sasania. I know Bob Simonson's qualifications. And as an interim director, I would recommend that you appoint Bob. Now, when it comes to the election in November, I'm sure Bob's name isn't going to be on it, so I would certainly consider one of the other individuals. Thank you.
Thank you. Any additional public comment?
Yeah, I support Julie Tacker. I
think she's, and your name?
Susan Shaw.
Thank you.
And she's done a lot of work for this community. And to think that putting a sewer in the middle of town will keep growth from happening. In McKinleyville, they turned the ag land into development. Now they're expanding their sewer. So, you know, it's not that way.
Any additional? Mr. Payne, what I was thinking of doing since we've started public comment is to finish the public comment and then have you give your speech and answer questions, et cetera.
Well, I've been working on out in the yard, so I don't look very nice tonight, so I apologize for that.
And your name? Thank you. Additional public comment?
Steve Sawyer. I live in Los Osos. I'm certainly not surprised to see all your supporters out here today following the party line. I understand Bob Simonson's experience and how long he's been involved in this. I think if you want, in the interim 5 months here, another yes person for your board that's going to support anything that you guys propose or your staff proposes, I think you have your man. I think if you're looking to continue forward and follow through with some of the mistakes that were made in the past with this project, I think you have your man. I would think that you might want to look at some of those past mistakes and want to get away from that, maybe look for a fresh voice, a fresh mind, someone that has a solid background and experience in these issues. And somebody that's, you know, concerned with the community and not just the sewer project. Thanks to Jerry Walsh for bringing up other topics other than the sewer. I thought this was a sewer meeting for a few minutes. but there's a lot of issues that we have to talk about. And I support Chuck Sasina. I think he had a lot of nice things to say about the community as a whole and his interests, although his experience and background seems to be in what would help you with the sewer. I think that the community as a whole would definitely benefit from him helping. So my support goes there. Thank you.
Thank you. Any additional public comment? At this time, Mr. Payne has come in. So, Mr. Payne, you'll have 5 minutes to speak, and then the board may ask you some questions. Yeah, we'll keep track of time up here. It's
not Pardon me?
I say we'll keep track of time up here.
Oh, okay. Nope. Thank you. I'm Bruce Payne, resident of Los Osos. I applied to be a replacement on the board of directors because I have a different opinion than most of the opinions of the board. I would probably spend a lot of time trying to get on the agenda so we could discuss relocating the wastewater treatment facility. Maybe I could even make a motion of that if I was on the board and get somebody to second it so we could really discuss it. I have a lot. I was really impressed with the presentation of Mr. Hensley, Director Hensley, at the last meeting on what the Brown Act really, how stifling it really is, and how I don't know how you could really make good decisions if you can't talk about something before the meeting, and so maybe need more workshops or something like that. But if something's on the agenda, I guess, do you even know what's on the agenda? I don't even know that much about the Brown Act. But I would just start in with what I wrote on my application, and that is basically that I have a lot of nuts and bolts experience in wastewater treatment and septic tank installation, maintenance, and pumping. Around that pond on a shaft, and it kept continuously turning. When I got there, it was churning up black water. It looked like crude oil is all was there. And so I got all set up with my hose ready to dump it in. The guy said, oh, wait a minute, I've got to see if your bugs are alive. So he took it to the laboratory and looked at them under microscope, and I had live microbes. So he came back and said, yeah, go ahead and open it up. So it just gravitated off, let it flow without pressure into that donut-shaped tank. And before I was half empty, it was clear water coming out of that tank on those screens that were spinning through the tank. So that gives you an idea what an aerobic system will do. I looked at the letter from the Coastal Commission of Things to Do. We kind of touched on the HCP the other night, or I did, and it looks like Catch-21. I don't see how you can ever get HCP because the permit has been appealed. Wetlands. I talked to the Water Quality Control Board, the Regional Water Quality Control Board, about the fact that all of the upper areas in this village are exempt, in other words, out of the moratorium zone, and we have a problem with one pump situated in an illegally filled wetlands, and actually we could do away with that pump and the other three if we had the pressure to use from just Cabrillo Estates, to say nothing about beyond mine and Chris Albee's house there. They're building new houses up behind us, heavy density. Cabrillo Estates has got, on the lower end of that, there are a lot of houses side by side that are on less than a half an acre. I got the plot maps and looked at them. So that should have been contested in the beginning. When I bring it up, somebody says it's been tried and decided, and I think that if I heard the problem right, staff attorney fought against having them in. So here we are paying for litigation to fight what would be beneficial to our community. So moving on from that, I'm up. 5 minutes goes fast as three. Thank you so much.
You can take a final comment if you want.
A finishing comment. The fact that I'm very late getting here tonight is probably a good reason not to have me on the board. I don't seem to be able to make the meetings on time. Anyway, I appreciate your consideration, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Payne. Okay, at this time, we finished the public comment, so we'll close this portion. And now perhaps, Mr. Buell, you can kind of explain what we will be doing at this point.
Mr. President, I'd encourage your board to talk to the extent you want about the candidates, but when you're ready.
Since we can only select one, reiterate that there is an election this fall. The filing period opens next month, and we are only going to select one of the five, but if these people are sincere about wanting to be involved, give the community some good choices. I think it's very important that when
the 14,000 constituents have an opportunity to select who will represent on two seats for four more years, that they have some good choices of people who are committed.
Any additional board comment? Vice President Hensley.
I just wanted to comment that it's an awkward procedure. Running for office is horrible enough, and to have one that looks kind of like a beauty contest, really admire the fact that these five people would even allow themselves to be exposed like this. And we can only select one, and we'll do what we're going to do. But I do thank you for turning out, for letting your names come up, and for being willing to serve the community.
Well, Director McGrove, you have something? I want to thank everyone for who came out. I think they were all well-spoken, and I thought the tenor from each of the candidates was done quite well in terms of making their presentations about their positions, and we know that some disagree with members of the board and some disagree with each other, but that's certainly not a problem. The disagreement itself is not a problem, and certainly in a well-spoken or well-reasoned manner, it's always nice to hear that. I think you look at qualifications. I think that's one thing you've got to look at, and then the ability to do the job and the desire to do the job. And with that, we should get down to voting.
Just one comment, just so there's
Mr.
no
mistake.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the board, members of the audience. I just want the audience to know and want the board to know that your names will be read along with the candidates that were voted for. So this is not a secret ballot by any means. I just want to make sure everybody, especially the board, understands that and the audience understands that before you write your names down or make your selection.
So you have you don't have the required three votes, and at this point, I'd encourage you to discuss that. And I believe, Mr. President, you desire to hold at least another ballot.
Well, I think that we've just shown that we don't agree on everything, so at this point. So, any comment, Vice President Hensley?
I don't suppose a wrestle off is possible. I guess we need to do another ballot. Do we need a motion for that?
No.
I would like to explain what I was looking at. Right now, we have about 6 months left on the present term, and we have. I agree that Ms. Peterson is quite well qualified, but I don't think she has the breadth of knowledge of the current work of the CSD that Mr. Simonson has. And I was looking at to whom can I turn to help provide me with answers to questions that I have that is as up to speed as any human being can be in a project of this complexity. I believe, and I strongly encourage, Ms. Peterson to run in June for the fall election. But of the two well qualified, I believe that Mr. Simonson is more qualified.
My reasoning is similar in some ways. But as you know, I didn't think that we should do it this way, that we should have an election. I'm attracted to the fact that Bob is not going to run. On the other hand, for those who are interested in a different voice on the board, Bob has never been particularly solid on this sewer plant. He was part of the solutions group, and if you have paid any attention to what he was saying, you realize he's gone through a variety of on-site systems in his own septic tank. Bob's familiar with all kinds of alternatives, and I think he's well qualified.
Director McGraw?
I too feel Bob, who I know personally and I admire a great deal, and feel he was very well qualified. But what kind of swayed me this evening was the sincerity of Ms. Peterson in terms of her feel for the desire to help the community. I think there's a lot to be said for that in terms of focus on the issues. As you all know, we all come into this with came into the board, including myself, with some lack of certain knowledge of what was going on, but these things are acquired through time. It's a difficult selection, and one I know that we're going to go over again to try to figure out which way we're going to go. So, yep.
I know he's voiced his reluctance to run in November, but and I understand that, believe me. And again, I was very impressed with Tina Peterson's qualifications, city planning background that I think is very important. As Director Bowker stated, the next 6 months we have a continuing problem on the wastewater question. And I know Bob is one that's extremely knowledgeable on that. I think, as I said earlier, I was very happy with the qualifications presented, each of the candidates, and we'll go to a second ballot at this point.
This time around, we have three votes for Bob Simonson and one for Tina Peterson. Rose Bowker voted for Mr. Simonson. Gordon Hensley voted for Mr. Simonson. Stan Gustafson voted for Mr. Simonson. And Richard LeGros voted for Tina Peterson.
Short straw goes to Bob.
Yeah. If I could have Bob join me at the podium here. I have the honor of administering the oath of office I'd like you to raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Bob Semonson.
I, Bob Semonson.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah. Sure.
So Bob gets to move adjournment?
Yes, I've done it.
So you get to move.
Yeah, Mr. President. Mr. President, so Tina and the other candidates will feel better. This box is reading material that I'm going to present to new director Bob Semonson. It's about 20 pounds, and I'm sure he'll enjoy it, along with the statement of economic interest, which is a requirement of the state upon assuming office.
Mr. Buell, do we have anything else this evening?
No, sir. I don't know if Mr. Semonson wants to make a brief statement. That's a possibility.
Bob, would you like to say something? Director Semonson?
I appreciate the other candidates that came forward because I know everybody was here because of their interest in the community, and all the candidates were good. I want to make it clear that I am open to people's suggestions. It may seem like I'm closed-minded, and part of the reason I gave that little chronology of where I've been in wastewater is that I am open to suggestions, just not the ones that I've already failed at, is the thing. I'd much rather make new mistakes rather than make the same mistakes over and over again. Thanks.
And any other board comment? Do we, from the end of the table, have a motion to adjourn?
Oh, I'm good at that. Okay. Yeah.
You all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Stand adjourned.